This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions again. This is Chris Witz. Is there anything more valuable than friendship? Well, probably not. And if you were to list all of the great prized treasures of life, I think friendship would be at the top or somewhere near the top of the list. So whether you're young or old, or male or female, married or single, there is one fact that we all need friends. It was Rupert Brooke, the soldier poet. He said that few things are worth more than laughter learned of friends. That's interesting, isn't it? And I think that everyone wants to have a friend. But building the bridge of friendships to others, I think, is not always an easy or simple matter. For a start, like most bridges, friendship has to be built from two sides. Now, what I mean by that is that we can be friendly to one another, only to find, well, there's no response. I want to be your friend, but you're not particularly interested. And we can resist being friends. We can hesitate to open ourselves up because perhaps in the past there's been a broken friendship or ridicule or even rejection. And we can't accept that people really do care about us. So that bridge of friendship I talked about is not built. But you know, when friendships are struck, there's a new dimension added to our lives. We all need friends. No one likes to be alone all the time, or at least I don't think many people would. It's a wise person who strives to build friendships. In the good and the bad times of life, we have people around us who support us, encourage us, who even admire us and give us that trust and love. But let's be clear in saying that an acquaintance is not necessarily a friend. You can have many acquaintances, but friends, they're not as plentiful. A friend, well, what is he or she? It's a special person who understands you, shares the hopes and sorrows that you might have and accepts you as you are. And that's important. And I think as I've worked this through today, thinking about that true friendship is probably extremely rare. To have one good, trustworthy, accepting friend is indeed a precious gift. So the whole issue of friendships is crucial in an age where so many people are lonely, looking for connections. But let me introduce Jesus into this topic. The Christian gospel is essentially an offer of friendship made by Jesus Christ to all people. So it doesn't matter who they were, whether they were rich or poor, despised people or favoured people, whether they were men or women, they found themselves embraced by the friendship of Jesus because he demonstrated love and care to everyone. Of course, not everyone appreciated his spirit. He was given a nickname, actually became a wonderful title, and that was Friend of Sinners. Because with Jesus, he moved among people, the unacceptable person became accepted, and the unwanted people found themselves needed. So no one needs to be friendless when Jesus comes to be their friend. In fact, he demonstrated just how much he was serious about this by being our friend, because he gave his life for us. In John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 13, we read this remarkable statement, "There is no greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends." John 15, verse 13. How are we to build friendships today? I think the Old Testament story, it's a wonderful story of Jonathan and David, give a clue here. Very unlikely friendship. You had Jonathan, the crown prince of Israel. His father was a very powerful king. And David, he was a shepherd boy whose parents didn't have much political clout. But in time, David was proclaimed king in waiting, so there were tensions between Saul and David. And you read how David had to hide in the desert and Jonathan goes out to be his friend. Quite a risky move that was, but Jonathan recognised that true friendship means sacrificial love and commitment. And they cared for each other, they trusted each other, and even made a covenant of their friendship, and they really did encourage each other. So I believe that God calls us to friendship that is committed, loving, and encouraging. Jesus said, "I have called you friends." Have a look at that verse. It's John 15, verse 15. A wonderful statement. So we know that Jesus is the best friend we have. Well, Lord, today we pray for people who find it difficult to express their thoughts and those who feel they have no friends. Often, Lord, they, from the depths of their heart, they cry to you, but we know that you hear them. And Lord, we want to be sensitive to people like that. And I offer this prayer in his name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.